Like, you ready?
Tough sledding out there.
Yeah, it was. You know, we knew that coming into the game. We were playing against a physical group. It was going to be a good challenge for us. And, you know, we just wanted to just get out there and try to establish the run game. You know, those 1 and 2 yard, 3 yard gains helped us keep some drives alive. And Teddy, you know, played a good game today. He was able to come out with the victory. So I'll take it.
Is there a silver lining then, even though the running game is frustrated a little bit, that it can open up the passing game and you see young guys like Stephon Diggs get a shot to really show what he can do?
Yes, you know, and that's what it's all about, you know, forcing the team, you know, pick your poison. You know, you're going to stop the run or pass, and, you know, they chose to stop the run today, and it opened it up for us in the pass game, and we were able to be productive and get some points on the board. You know, there was a lot of things we didn't do well. We wish we could have back, but it's better to talk about those things with a W. So we'll clean things up and get ready for Detroit.
Something happened to your finger?
Yeah, I think I jammed it up early in the game, and it'll be good. I don't give y'all too much information. I'll be good, though.
Sure. Is that why you weren't out there in that last drive?
Well, actually, I could have ran back out there, but Matt Asiata, you know, he did a great job, you know. He came in and made some big runs, converted first down, and you know, that's what we're gonna have to do, especially in the running back group. We take it serious, you know. When I'm down, you know, Jared and Matt, those guys, they have a job to do, and he did that today.
About half your runs, when you got the ball, the guys were already in the backfield. There was nowhere to go. Was that what you were seeing too? Just not a whole lot of.
Yeah, on a couple of plays, it was like that, you know. And sometimes you're just gonna get beat. I tell you this, 97 grabbed me one time and slung me down. I was able to feel the force that he had. You know, that guy is extremely strong. You know, I'm sure it's not too many guys that can, you know, keep him from getting to the quarterback or keep him from the backfield on every play. You know, so I was just telling those guys, hey, just keep fighting. You get knocked down, you get back up, hit him in the face, you knock them down, you know. And they did that today. So, you know, we'll take the W for what it is.
Not a lot of years you've had defenses that have been able to put games away. I mean, this is a game that the defense really got for you. What's that like to have that game driving?
Yeah, that felt good. You know, we talked about earlier just having each other's back. And, you know, there was a couple of drives there at the end, a couple of possessions there. Offensively, we should run, you know, end it. You know, and we weren't able to do it. For whatever reason, we weren't able to do it, but the defense had our back. They played extremely well today, and, you know, they got the job done for us, you know. So that's why it's called a team. It was a good team win today.
What did you think about that 4th-and-1 call? I mean, at that point, I think you only had like 5 yards on 10 carries. They go right back to it on that 4th-and-1. Mm-hmm. What's that say?
You know, we got faith in, you know what we do. And, you know, it was a critical point in the game, and, you know, we needed it. And it's funny because I looked at the replay, and I could have got more out of it because I would have pressed it all the way to the line of scrimmage and bounced it outside. But my mind was just like, get the first down, get the 1 yard, you know. So we know what we have in our arsenal. We know when it's time to – when it's that type of situation that we can come through.
Is that the same call as a 4th-and-inches in Denver? Is that – basically the same run, or is it?
Was it the same run? I think it was opposite.
Opposite
side. What was your impression of the way Stephon was able to play today and make big plays?
He's a game changer to me. You know, he's a talented young guy. He plays hard, extremely hard, and you're gonna get his best effort. And, you know, he's not that big of a guy, but he has big hands. His hands are almost as big as mine, or maybe be bigger. But I love the fire that he has. Walk through, it's not a walk through for him. He's out there sweating. And it goes to show when he get out here and he plays. So it's good to have him into the lineup.
Be back above 500. Feel good to be.
Say it again?
Feel good to be back above 500 on the team now?
Yeah, it does. You know, come out for bye. And just in the fashion that we won this game, it feels good to be over 500 and to kind of get a streak going.
Yeah. How fresh were you feeling today? You seemed to have a little extra burst when you got around the defensive back on the 23-yard rush.
I felt good, man. I felt real good. Like I said, that week off was excellent for everyone. Just taking care of the body, you know. I feel good. This is the best I felt, you know, and I'm excited about it. You know, you look at the yards and, you know, you wouldn't think, you know, well, he's satisfied or happy with how things played out today. But I am, because ultimately we had a job to do, you know, pound the rock, be able to make plays in the pass game and score points and come out with a W. And that's ultimately what happened.
Like to show kind of what the NFL is. The good teams win close games and make enough plays in the fourth quarter, and the non-playoff teams don't.
Yeah, you know, that's something Coach Zimmer talks about, you know, being able to finish. And no matter what happens throughout the course of a game, just keep playing. And we were able to do that offensively, defensively, and special teams.
This team's been looking for a big play receiver probably ever since you got here. Mm-hmm. Is it possible that Diggs might be that guy?
He's been doing well for us. You know, like I said, he's a game changer to me, you know, and we have other guys that are game changers as well. And it's just all about, you know, having an opportunity. And, you know, we keep doing the things that we're doing. You know, we know that Coach Turner is going to put us in the best position to try to win.
So, stranger, at the end of the first half, as well as you guys were moving the ball, as an offense, you look up and it's only 10-0, 13-0?
Yeah, it was. And, you know, those are the things that we try to work on, really getting points. You know, we was able to create drives, but we weren't finishing. You know, so you always harp on finish. We just, like I said, we got a lot of things cleaned up. So we're just happy that it didn't come back and bite us.
Thank you.
All right, thanks.
Thanks, Eric.